It's Tuesday, the 26th of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another nightly news. We've got a full team tonight. We have Christine Miner in Alabama. We have Catherine Watkins down in the valleys. And we have the adorable Jason Noter up in Leeds. If we all say hi at the same time, it's just drama. So I'm going to start with Kate Watch, and then everyone can just say hi when they bring in their stories. I think that makes more sense, maybe. We're going to get started anyway with Kate Watch. About Kate Watch, really. There's been a couple of articles on old Carol. No actual sightings of her, but there's been that she's the rock behind Kate. And then articles about her shoes. And pretty much that's it. I did see a bit of a scathing. I don't know where I saw it now. So unprepared. But there was a bit of a scathing, a little bit of attack on her, on the royal family and the whole, you know, what it's looking like for the country. We're a laughing stock, an absolute laughing stock. And then we can go on to Prince Harry. It's kind of connected and it's going to link in to the Diddy story, which is going to come later. But Harry has been mentioned in court papers. And apparently there was pictures thrown about with Harry with his arm around Diddy. And I'm not sure that Dan Wootton put out a picture where he cut William out of the picture, but William and Harry were both there with Diddy. So, but that's the story we're going to get on to later. But as for Kate, no one's seen her. I'm still believe that video was AI generated. How do you feel about that, Kat? What do you think? What are your thoughts on the whole, where's Kate?
Well, yeah, I agree. It's definitely, you know, I do say AI. Again, though, I still think they wanted us to see us. I don't know what's going on. It could be a massive distraction because there's lots going on with obviously P. Diddy isn't there as well now. So it's just like something, all the stuff is bubbling up. The big, you know, stuff we've been talking about for a long time is bubbling up and coming out. And then on the other side, they've got us sort of, you know, in the
sleight of hand.
You know, yeah, sleight of hand. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, exactly. That's what I think it is. But I really don't think that was, I mean, it was the same like image or something from quite a few years ago, wasn't it? Like, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years ago in that same jumper and whatever. An old sort of video of her. And it wasn't her. I don't know what they're saying. I really have no idea. But something is definitely going on.
It really is. Jason.
Just to touch on that, that video is definitely artificial intelligence. The artificial intelligence conspiracy theorist experts have been all over TikTok, breaking it down frame by frame. I mean, you get 30, I think it's 30 frames per second, and they've been breaking it down. And the anomalies are just outstanding. And these are the guys that get all over it, and they have got all over it. So it is artificially intelligent. And even when you actually listen to the voice, it sounds artificial. There's no intonations in the voice, there's no resting, there's no pause, and it's just continuous. So, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, not being an expert on this, even though I did do a 30-second mock-up myself in the car while sat in a traffic jam, but that is, if that's not artificial intelligence, I'm a tree.
Well, before we go on to Christine, just Jace, you've taken over looking after Liberty Tactics TikTok.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Boy, guys, we're there. Maybe I should be speaking too soon, but while you can, all Jason's, you're going to find Jason's videos and what he's been doing. And my goodness, has he made a difference?
Going in the right direction. It's same as anything with that. You've just got to, you know, get the right mood at the right time and get it out there. But yeah, it's growing and we're getting new followers and, you know, we're getting ups and downs. We're getting good comments. We're getting, obviously, the usual troll brigade comments. But it is growing, so probably, yeah.
I never read the comments on TikTok because it's just too many. Do you know what I mean? It's just ridiculous.
No, but I do, because it gives you a good vibe of what people are thinking.
That's true.
You know, so you get to a grips of what people's mindsets are at, and you know what kind of direction they're going in with what's happening. You know, so you can kind of suss out the mood of what's going on by reading comments.
Yeah, I get that. I just don't have the time at all. Christine, you saw the TikTok. It was working well, wasn't it?
Yes, it looks like it's doing really good. And speaking of that, funny enough, I had a friend of mine reach out to me last night who is in that industry, the AI industry. And he did give me some very good information. He said that at this point, the AI testers are not up to par. They're not 100% by any stretch. So use those with a grain of salt and keep that in mind. But he expects them to be technologically really sound in a few years, probably 2 to 3 years. But right now, we just don't have the technology to tell the difference in a lot of the time. So there's still lots of questions, but obviously that video, whether it was AI or highly edited, however, it was definitely highly edited, and it was not a recent video of Kate. And I think that's pretty obvious. So very interesting. And we will link Jason's TikTok, Liberty Tactics TikTok, under this video and start doing that so people can kind of see us both ways and maybe link the Liberty Tactics in the TikTok videos so we can draw them this way.
Yeah, I have done. If you actually look at them, I've rebranded it all. So all the videos that go up are all of the specific brand, and you can't miss it. It says libertytactics.co.uk right from under big banner.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Jason, let's start with you because Diddy's going to be quite a long one. And it links into the boat crash as well. So let's start with you. Farmers, are you starting with?
Well, yeah, I was going to talk about the farmers, but you've not looked at your WhatsApp, have you?
No.
Right, okay. I'm not going to do the farmers. I mean, the British farmers are out there, it's brilliant. They're down in London, they're protesting and the crowds are gathering. There's nothing on the mainstream media, but that's to be expected. But what I have stumbled across, I was looking at... obviously, this big hoo-ha with the smart meters that's just come out of the mainstream media. Almost 4 million smart meters are not working properly. So basically, that means that there's around about 2.7 million properties out there with smart meters that are not working properly. Now, according to the Department of Energy Security and Net Zero, 2.7 million were not operating in smart mode as of June 2023, and I'll get back to what smart mode is in a minute. It has since revised this figure to 4.31 million, citing reports, errors from a minority of suppliers, but majority of suppliers. It said 3.98 million last year were faulty. So basically, out of 30-odd million smart meters, low 30 millions, I think 32, 33 million is the claim. 4.31 million last year weren't working properly. So basically what they're saying is you've got to have it in this certain specific mode, which is smart mode. And if it's not sending the data back, say your wireless has gone and it's not got a connection or something wrong, and it trips back into a default mode. So you have to go in, and which is a ball ache, because you've got old people that don't understand this kind of technology that are going to have to go in and reset it and mess about with it. Ain't got a clue, and it's caused a lot of old people, as you can imagine, problems. But that's not what I want to talk about, because as usual, when you look at these stories, you look at people behind organizations and people behind things. Now it says here, according to Smart Energy GB, which is a non-profit organization focusing on the benefits of smart meters, there are now almost 35 million smart meters in Great Britain, and the vast majority are operating as intended. So that 88.6% were operating in smart mode. So I just mentioned the company, Smart Energy GB. So as usual, these people that are advising the public and giving us information and saying, no, this is that, we're non-profit, we're independent, you have to look who's behind them. So I did that. Smart Energy GB. So we did a quick check on them. And there's a fella... called so Smart Energy GB Limited. Okay, so again, you always go away and you say, let's see who the people are behind this. So there's a fella called Craig Ian Keogh, or Keogh. Only had involvements with one other company. And then there's a list of other people. But what gets really interesting, you go down to the fourth person, the fourth director. Now, you've got two active directors, which is Craig Ian Keogh, and you've got David John Paxman. And then you've got a resigned director, and then another resigned director. Now, this resigned director, I looked at the dates, and it was appointed on the 23rd of May, and then resigned on the 23rd of May. And it's somebody called Yom Tov Eliza Jacobs, or Eliza, Eliezer. So you have a, you know, you have a look and say, okay, let's, for some reason I just clicked on this person. And then I had a look at some of the companies that he was involved with. And check this out. This Yom Tov Jacobs is involved with 3,175 companies, dormant companies, boarding room companies. Every single company was opened. He resigned. He was appointed and resigned on the same day. 3,175 companies. Yeah. He was born in Manchester, this fellow, in 1970, and he's 53 years of age. So then you do a little search on this fellow, and you think, well, that's a lot of companies to just be the director for one day. What's going on here? Is this a boiler room set up or what? So you Google his name, and lo and behold, EastEnders star Adam Wyatt shuts down management firm after moving into motorhome. So you read along the article, and you get a little bit to the bottom about, you know, he's split up with his wife, etc. And then it says here, the company which was still listed on the company's house as an XL Management Limited company has reportedly now been closed down, according to The Sun. On the XL listing, the company's house website, it outlines that the firm, which is based in Leamington Spa, was incorporated in May 2012 and has accounts overdue. Adam and Beverly are both still listed as directors. This is obviously Ian Beale and his wife, are directors of the company, while ex-director Yom Tov Eliza Jacobs is noted down as having resigned on May 2012. So you go and have a look at that company, it's exactly the same. He resigned, and he was appointed and resigned on the same day. So I don't know what I've stumbled across, but it's very, very interesting. But sort of bringing it all the way back to where we started, this fella is a director, or was a director, shortly, not long back. So the companies that are advising the public about smart energy, and the plethora of companies, from holding companies, from scientific companies, from estate agents, from manufacturing companies, it's just unbelievable. And he's been a director on every single company. So I don't know what I've stumbled across.
You kept saying May. It was the same. It wasn't the same day, May, with all of those companies, yes. Was it?
No. They're all different, started different dates, August, and they all date back to around about 2002, I think I went back to. But I was just looking, and do you know when it gives you like a list of 1 to 10 companies? And I'm looking down this page, I'm thinking, God, this fella's involved in all these companies. And then I got to the bottom, it said 1 to 10. I thought, no, surely there can't be another 10 pages. Clicked on 10, 1 to 15, carried on. I got to page 60 and thought, I'm not going any further. I need to find out. Is there another way that I can find out? But 3,175 companies, or 79, he's been a director of.
Have you looked at his LinkedIn?
No, I've not had a chance. I was just following that rabbit hole, to be fair.
Yeah. How did you spell his name?
It's Yom Tov, as it sounds. Eliza, Eliza Jacobs.
Yom Tov.
Eliza, Eliezer Jacobs. But okay, cool. Gets me thinking, this fella is obviously involved with that industry as well. I mean, the plethora of companies, it'd be hard for him not to. There's holding companies, management companies, consulting companies in there. I mean, the list goes on. Every other company you can think of, there's probably Ian Beale's Fish and Chip Shop or Ian Beale's Cafe's Cafe in there. But It's just astonishing that these fellas is linked to every single one. So I don't know what I've stumbled across as yet. I don't know. I would imagine that it's linked to, again, is it linked to Ghislaine Maxwell and all the boardrooms there that are involved there? Obviously, it's
Ian Beale's linked.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know. But again, it's weird. And there's a lot that goes on that we don't know about. And it's always the same culprits. Again, if I follow this a little bit further, I'm sure that I'll be able to link him to politicians and I'll be able to link him to superstars and all sorts. Or her,
go on,
whatever
Christine.
It is.
Christine. Go on, Christine.
It reminds me of the fake address that they use for all of the corporations.
Yeah.
Right? And so now they're using the puppet, if you will, you know, the board member for all the corporations. Is it even a real person?
That's what I thought at first, but why resigned and appointed on the same day?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Did he? You know, literally. Did he? Or did they just put in dates? Like, there is something so much deeper. I mean, you are just scratching the surface, but this is going to go so deep. You have definitely stumbled across something.
Funny enough, right, you're talking about that now. When we were going through the stuff with the mortgages, this was very, very similar. Because obviously Darren was going through trying to find a securitization, and he did find it. And the director of the mortgage company, not the one that was there, no, it was the one that was there at the time when he was looking on Companies House, and he only went back so far because obviously we were focused on one thing. She was a director of so many other different ones, and I'm pretty sure I saw, I'll have to ask Darren, I will ask him, because he'll know better than me, he'll remember better than me, as Ed was in it more. And I'm sure they had the same date on as well, like, do you know, the same day open, you know, director for one day.
Open and close.
I'm pretty sure that's the same thing. I'm going to ask him when we finish this show, because it is interesting, isn't it, we're finding all these, what is actually going on? Do you know what I mean?
We might be able to find out what the coup is. Why do people be a director one day? What's the relevant? Then, you know, it might just be out. There might be a perfectly good reason. Do you know what I mean? So at least we'll get a bit of an idea of why that's happening.
But that's 3,175 perfectly good reasons.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be dodgy. Money laundering,
absolutely.
Whatever.
Probably. Shifting funds. Yeah. I dug into one of the accounts of one company which was called Noah's Ark Technologies. But that only had assets of about $5,500. So it's like, well, okay, you know, what's going on here? Yeah. I couldn't find anything on that. But then I kept on scrolling down, and at that point I just thought, wow, what have I come up with? Where is this? What's happening?
Somebody. I bet it's everywhere. If you did enough digging, it'd be on most things, because there's so much money laundering and stuff going on that we don't know anything about. Do you know what I mean? But we're stumbling upon it now because we're noticing these things going on, you know, that people picking them up.
See, the only thing that I can think of is if they've registered for a day, then they use that registration or that evidence of registration or evidence of directorship to maybe set up something else as a director from a company, maybe accounts or offshore, or you know, I don't know. But
to
when
avoid
you've got
accountability as well, it'll be avoiding accountability once they start. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't find these people, so you know, do they launder a load of money and then move on? Type of thing? Close it down, look, close it down, then do it again, do it again. They're all doing this sort of stuff, so I'm wondering if it's to do with that.
Yeah, right. But then again, I'm sure there'll be political links involved.
Oh yeah,
we'll have a look into it. We'll have a look in. We need to go and do more investigation, basically. Let's move on, Catherine. What you got?
Okay, I just got a couple. That's all. I want everybody to read. So Joan from Public Child Protection Wales, who's up north, she wrote a blog. It's on Public Child Protection in Wales's page. It's a part one blog. Peter Tatchell, Why Aren't Schools Educating Kids Against Sex Abuse? A response. And basically, it's a it's only about an 8 minute read. It's a really, really good article about, like, you know, Peter Tatchell's speaking style and how vague he is and how he leaves things open to interpretation, but claims other things. He's very clever at doing it. And she's really sort of torn that down from a point of his influence back in the 70s when he was part of the Gay Liberation Front and whatever, and what his ideologies were then and how they've changed now. It's really, honestly, it's really fun. It's actually a really, really incredible, incredibly written blog. And I suggest everybody watch it, because Peter Tatchell is very good at that public speaking and looking as though he cares. But once you break down his, you know, when you sort of follow his life back from the 1970s and whatever, it kind of looks like he was the person who was always going to push this sort of gender theory anyway, right? It's really interesting. But just for people, because she put in, can you remember, I was saying it was the Independent, it wasn't in the Independent, it was in the Guardian, and this is the piece that Tatchell, you were not allowed, so if you go up against Peter Tatchell, you know, on the news or wherever, you're not allowed to bring this up, but this was what it was written in the Guardian in 1997, and I'm going to read it, right, because this was his piece, and you know, people will say about Peter Tatchell, you know, he endorses sort of sex with you know, 9-year-old boys and things like that, and people are like, wait, well, where are they getting this from? This was him, right? So I'm just going to read this part that was in the Guardian. Thinks it's shocking that Gay Men's Press has published a book, Dares to Speak, which challenges the assumption that all sex involving children and adults is abusive. I think it is courageous. The distinguished psychologists and anthropologists cited in this book deserve to be heard, offering a rational, informed perspective on sexual relations between younger and older people. They document examples of societies where consenting, that word, listen, yeah, that this was 97, where consenting intergenerational sex, that's how he's called it. Let's see what I mean about the words intergenerational. What he means is adults and children, but it's a posher way of saying it. Intergenerational sex is considered normal, beneficial, and enjoyable by old and young alike. Professor Gilbert Hurt points to the Zambia tribe of Papua New Guinea, where all boys have sex with older warriors as part of their initiation into manhood. Professor Hurt said boys will be happy, well-adjusted husbands and fathers. The positive nature of some child-adult sexual relationships is not confined to non-Western cultures. Several of my friends, gay and straight, male and female, had sex with adults from the ages of 9 to 13. None feel they were abused. All say it was their conscious choice and gave them great joy. While it may be impossible to condone paedophilia, it is time society acknowledged that not all sex with children is unwanted, abusive, and harmful. Peter Tatchell. That was printed in The Guardian on the 26th of June, 1997. And can you now see why he doesn't want people bringing this up?
Yeah, absolutely. It shows him for what he is.
Exactly. But this article is spot on, guys. So we'll link it in the bottom. Like I say, it's part one, but it gives you an insight into Peter Tatchell and what his agenda is. And he's very, very, very influential in this left woke agenda. I can assure you, probably more than I even realise, really. Do you know what I mean?
I think we get that out on Twitter. I think Jason maybe should do a TikTok. We hashtag Peter Tatchell. He's a
definitely
disgusting. And the mainstream media are equally as disgusting for not allowing.
Oh, they love him. They love him, Lou. They allow him all the time. And they're, do you know what I mean? They promote him. You know, they promote him. He's basically their mouthpiece. So people need to understand who the mouthpiece is. Who's the man behind the mouth? Who is he really? What is his intentions? What is his agenda? When he's saying things like that, you know, and he probably regrets saying that now, only because people keep pulling it up, he didn't regret it. I mean, he said it very confidently. Do you know what I mean? And look where we are. We're at that acceptance almost of it. He's actually pretty key. And Jonah's done a superb job of breaking down his how he speaks, and, you know, the vagueness of his words, and how he's very sinister. He really is. And he can pretend and come across as this, you know, this humanist and this activist for human rights. But underneath that is something, you know. And, oh, I had my badge as well the other day. When I went Kim's, you know, obviously back in February we ran Peter Tatchell out of Wales. Somebody had sent us some of these badges, and basically all the, hang on, I'll grab it now. It says, and I'm going to keep wearing this, it says, I cancel Peter Tatchell out of February 2024. So that's my new badge, and I'm going to wear that with pride, because we don't want that sort of stuff in Wales, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, this is the type of guy. So yeah, that's the one. I don't know if you want me to do the other one now while I'm on, or does anyone else want to sort of say stories? I don't mind.
Did you hear the pun? Like, you didn't hear that because I was on mute. It was really funny.
Oh,
I can say it because you said you're going to wear it with pride, and I said no pun intended.
Oh no! Pardon. Yes,
yeah, I'm you, and I just, you know, now I've just ruined it.
That's
sorry.
Right. Anyway, I said badge of honor.
This one's a bit. Badge of honor, Christine. Yeah, badge of honor. Absolutely.
Okay.
This one is a little darker, unfortunately, but you know we need to know. So this is the sun. When's it from? A few days ago, I believe. Lisa sent me this. When's it from? 21st of March. Right. So, sorry, my computer's going a little bit wild. I do apologise. Right. Porn. This is disgusting. This is absolutely disgusting. Right. Porn flick probe NHS investigation after porn staff romp with doctor in Scots Children's Hospital. Rumours have swept Glasgow Super Hospital after staff changing rooms were said to have been spotted in X-rated OnlyFans video. The adult content creator said to have filmed the hardcore flick at Glasgow's Royal Hospital for Children works in a non-medical role. A health board spokesman said, "We have launched an investigation into these concerning allegations. A probe was launched into the alleged sex video after workers claimed they had seen staff changing rooms. NHS bosses are investigating claims the non-medical staff member, who is also an amateur porn star, romped with a junior doctor at the paediatric campus of Scotland's so-called super hospital. The adult content creator works within the Royal Hospital for Children and Queen Elizabeth University Hospital campus in Glasgow, but rumours swept the medical facility that he filmed a sleazy tryst with a male medic and put it on his OnlyFans page. The X-rated exhibitionist was unrepentant when his smutty sideline was revealed last month, saying, I will not be made to feel any different just by record my sex. See this lovely liberation, this sexual liberation, what it's doing? But NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde has launched a probe to establish whether the concerning allegations are true. A source said people on the wards claim to have seen a video where you can identify the changing rooms. There are scrubs on the floor. This has spread like wildfire around the hospital. The NHS needs to get to the bottom of this fast because the claims are horrendous. The last place any sexual encounter should happen is in the paediatric unit of a hospital. It was already common knowledge that the non-clinical worker made sex videos, and he was pretty open about that on his Facebook page. What he does in his space to him, although some of the stuff was pretty extreme. But when the rumours about sex inside the hospital began swirling, the NHS had to act. Scott's Tory Shadow Health Secretary, Dr. Sandesh Ghulain, said, these allegations are extremely serious and alarming, so I welcome this investigation by the health board. The staffer uses a fake name to put up X-rated videos on Twitter involving himself and other men. He also advertises his OnlyFans page where he charges £6.28 and says he will, quote, take requests on any photo videos you want to do, end quote. It's thought links to his hardcore sideline were shared with staff last month, prompting the worker to come out fighting on social media. He said, it has come to my attention that someone screenshot, recorded and saved my sex tapes and is sharing them highly to multiple people, including my place of work. Mind everyone, this is a criminal offence to be saving my videos without permission. Even though he's put them all over OnlyFans. Hang on a sec, sorry, my computer's going mad. and sharing them. If all videos aren't being deleted and stop being shared, then I'm getting the police involved and you will be prosecuted. I deleted social media because I was embarrassed and ashamed, but you know what? I'm not being made like that anymore. No, be proud. Well,
he's going to prosecute. Sorry.
Yeah, this is what you reckon.
Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, and this is the ballsiness of it.
This is the same thing the gay guys that had filmed sex in the Senate. That's the same response they had. How dare you?
Yeah, well, they were like, you shouldn't have taken it without my permission. I can't even believe it. But that's how gross they are. He says, we've all watched porn, had sex, I just decided to record mine, but it does not give the right for people to be saving it directly to their phone and sharing it to everyone, and especially the place I work. Hang on. Did you not put yourself on OnlyFans for everybody to watch you? Honestly, it's ridiculous. A spokesman for NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde said, we have launched an investigation into these concerning allegations. So far, we have not established any evidence of inappropriate behaviour or conduct on our premises. In other words, they're not willing to admit it. So there we go. Children's Hospital, mind, and you've got basically people doing porn in there. Honestly, this is, if people are not just so angered by that, imagine your child was in hospital Children's Hospital, and that was going on.
Where's that article?
He's talking about persecuting other people.
Where's that article coming?
The thing about this is that we already know the proclivity they have towards our children. Yeah. And so don't think that this was by accident and that this was not part of the draw.
Agreed, absolutely.
Well, they didn't find anything wrong. But it's in the Scottish, then it is. Lou, I did post it in the group. It's that link there.
Wow.
The Joan as well. So yeah, that's from me today, just to keep so people know what's going on around them. Unbelievable. And just the goal of wanting to prosecute other people. And it's like, well, no, you should be the one being prosecuted.
Yeah.
But there we are. So yeah, they're my stories for tonight, guys. Sorry, I know they're a bit depressing, but you know, they need to be known, they need to be told.
Well, did he.
Sorry, just before you start, it was last night, one day, where Christine was just told us breaking that war had happened last night. It happened like 20 minutes before.
And we ended up doing a very quick show, and I actually managed to do it on video. Like, we recorded, I was screen sharing with her, and we had the articles up. And it worked. And we made a little 9-minute video that's up on Rumble.
Oh, brilliant.
About the arrest. Jason might want to put that up on TikTok. We did a little video. So that was breaking last night. His sons were arrested. You saw them being handcuffed. Both houses, one in LA and his other one in Miami. Both raided at the same time. No sign of Diddy. Then people got his plane, his private jet, hex number, call sign. And they traced it flying and landing and sitting in Antigua. So this was going on last night. Well, things have developed, and this is via TMZ. Dear. So this is Christine and I mentioned when we went through the Diddy lawsuit with Little Rod, we went through the people who were listed. And one of the guys who was listed, we didn't have a chance to look who he was, but he was one of the guys who would carry around Diddy's drugs. Him and KK always had Diddy's drugs. Carried them around just in case when anyone needed, as well as maids and things. But it's predominantly this dude, Brandon, I think his name is. 25-year-old Brandon Paul was booked on two separate drug charges after feds intercepted Diddy's plane at Opa Locka Airport in Miami. Namely, one count of possession of suspected cocaine and another possession of suspected marijuana candy, both of which are felonies in Florida. In the paperwork, officers claim that while they were working in conjunction with the Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection personnel, they came across what they describe as suspected drug in Paul's travel bags, which they say he claimed. So no diddy there. No diddy. There was a plane landed. It was at Antigua last we left. So I'm presuming this is the same plane, but no sign of diddy. Or did he change planes? Because also captured last night was Diddy, or just pacing, back and forth, back and forth. Who knows? So his dude, his drugs mule, is inside waiting, I presume, to be interviewed. And here we are. We are here. We don't know where Diddy is at the moment. His sons have been pictured leaving the house. How bad is that, by the way, that you leave your sons to it and you go jumping on your private jet with your entourage?
I know.
And you leave your son.
It's crazy, isn't it? But then this whole boat thing happened then, which I haven't really looked into, but I kind of guessed that it probably wasn't an accident.
I've got some info on that for sure.
Okay.
Were you done with Diddy, Lou?
Sorry, Lou,
no,
I jumped in.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to run through again, even though we did cover it over when we were going through the court documents, there have been updates. There's been a lot of updates on those documents. I can only see so much at the moment because the PACER accounts run out. But Lucian Gray, who's the head of Universal, he's listed. And the Ethiopia woman, who I think's head of Sony. She's part of Sony. Anyway, there's been documents coming in from them. And there's been more allegations. And this is going to link, first of all, to Harry. So there were pictures put out today that Harry's named in the lawsuit. And there were pictures going along with Harry there with his arm around Diddy. They were very clever because they cut William out of the photo. So the focus again is on Harry. Now, Harry's mentioned in I'll get to how Harry's mentioned, but these are the names of celebrities that are mentioned. Stevie J, who's a music producer and television personality. Grammy award-winning R&B singer. Who had trouble with law enforcement, assaulting a Bajon billionaire. We broke that down as that was Chris Brown, Young Miami, Prince Harry, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Cassie, Georgia Masquire, no idea who that is, Donald Lawrence, who's a songwriter, the Clark sisters, Smokey Norful, Fahim Mohammed was Diddy's security, who had just bought a load of land running across the border, interestingly. And he was also security the night Michael Jackson passed. And then we've got DeForest Taylor and Jose Cruz. So Harry's mentioned is the reason Harry's name's in there is Diddy would use Harry's name to impress people. To make sure that, you know, that he was a cool dude.
But he's not mentioned as a defendant.
Nothing as a defendant. No, he's just, it's basically that's what they were doing. He would make people, you know, he would show off and use Harry's names. So apparently Diddy did do an interview at some point years ago saying he couldn't wait to go back to the UK. So, Prince Harry could take him to all the late night clubs, but that was years ago. So this is getting bigger. The sons have gone back to the house and fled. They didn't go there together and left. Reportedly, there's no one at Dilly's premises. As of right now, 9:15 on the 26th of March, I haven't seen anything about where Diddy is. Whether he's been, but this is going to be bigger than Epstein. This is going to be bringing down. I mean, Mary J. Blige. I mean, really looked up to her, and she's demonic. She's demonic. They all are, and it's going to be huge. So,
as George Carlin said, it's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Exactly.
But they are.
So, Carl, what we got on this boat, what is the links? Because Tanya Joy Gibson made a very good point. Everyone's talking about the boat crash while the sex trafficking of Diddy and his crimes and his are being like swept under the carpet by the mainstream. So what you got, Christine?
Well, actually, I've got a prophecy to start with from Julie Green, who we all know and love. And it's a great reminder. She said, or God said, a bridge will collapse and be in your news. This was no accident. And it will be exposed who did it and why, saith the Lord. Cargo ships, watch the ships. One will get stuck, one will catch fire, one will sink. They have been sabotaged and this will be exposed. So God's been talking about this for a while, and funny enough,
when was that word?
I don't know. I'll have to go look. I don't know. I just, somebody had shared that on Facebook as a reminder, and I thought, oh, great reminder. So here's what's interesting. I'm going to back up to Diddy for a second. I saw that Candace Owens had said the feds are currently raiding Diddy's house and they already know what he's up to, but he's going to be the fall guy so that they can protect the people at the top of the ring. They are raiding his home to hide evidence, not to find it. That's how this works. And that really rung true to me because she has obviously put the pattern together. And this is what they did with Epstein. And this is what they did with Maxwell. And this is what they did with Clinton. And this is what they do. But this is so big. And so many people are awake now that I think the tides are turning. And I think that this will start the unraveling of these massive pedophile rings that are run by the elite in every country across this world. So I am grateful that that is coming to light, and I'm grateful that those things are happening. As we heard on this ship, this is very interesting because the ship, the cargo ship that hit the bridge, had changed course 2 minutes before it hit the bridge, completely made a U-turn, and then the power on the ship and the bridge went off multiple times before it was struck. The cargo ship was actually sailing under the flag of Singapore. So I think that sheds some light on that. I think that tells us what this may be about. And I think we need to pay very close attention to all the things happening in the world. Everything is being exposed, and they are all being backed into a corner. And you know what happens when animals get backed into corners? They're going to come out fighting, and it's going to be chaotic, and it's going to be dark, and it's going to be messy. And you need to make sure you are aware of your surroundings at all times and keep your eyes open. If you see something, say something. The bridge that was struck by the ship was called the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Francis Scott Key is who wrote our national anthem. And so I think that the poetic of, you know, that whole situation was not missed. So
I found that word.
I just think,
so Judy Green gave that word, she received the word on February the 23rd, 2023. I know she didn't, February the 23rd, 2023, and she published it, the video, and spoke about it on March the 2nd, 2023. And I will post this word that Julie...
So over
and
a she's year Judy ago. Green.
Yeah. And it's exactly...
Wonderful.
it says an incident is about to take place in Macedonia. You will know it as soon as you see it. A bridge will collapse and be in your news. This was no accident, and it will be exposed who did it and why, saith the Lord. Tarmac, this word will be in your news for a significant reason. A coyote will be in the news for an unusual reason. And then it says cargo ships, watch ships. One will get stuck, one will catch fire, and one will sink. And then they said about cutting, then she goes on about cutting the food supply. So I'm going to leave that word, and it's really, really worth going. If you see something, an incident on the news, just go into Julie Green Ministries, because all you have to do is put like one word. All I've done is put in ship, and it's given me all the options. So she's spot on. She's spot on there, Christine. So
yes.
Any thoughts on that, Kat, that prophetic word and the boat?
Yeah, I don't believe in coincidences anyway, so I don't believe. When I first heard about it, I thought, why has that happened? I knew it wasn't just, you know, oh, it's just one of the natural things and something. I knew it wasn't. And then my mum had said something about, oh, the lights were in on the boat, and I was like, okay. Do you know what I mean? It was obvious. I knew it was a false flag, so to speak, and I haven't even needed to look at it. You just know at this time, do you know what I mean? Well, they try it, and obviously because of what's come out with Diddy and all, it's not a surprise, because everyone's going to be focused on that now, and they, and like they always do, you know, something massive is going to come out, they're going to do something like this to take your attention away from it. Amazing word, though.
Absolutely. How long do you think we're going to have our internet when all this hits the fan?
Don't know.
I think
that would be the easiest way to shut it down for them, would be to just kick the bug out of us off the internet so nobody can search for information.
Well, they've already threatened that. The Yemenis have already threatened that. If we don't keep out of their business, they're going to cut the cable that runs across the Atlantic.
We were talking about that the other day.
If that goes, that's internet gone for everybody. The whole system will shut down. The whole global system will shut down. It needs to loop. If it's not looping around itself, it's just like cutting a wire of a light. It's just going to, everything's gone.
Well, prophetic words, the prophets are all over it. April the 8th is the biggie. Christine, tell us a little bit more about the 8th of April and what the prophetic word's been, because they're all over it, aren't they?
They are. They're talking a lot about Nineveh. You've got two different camps in the prophets, and a lot of people think that that means that somebody's right and somebody's wrong. I don't subscribe to that, really. I think God speaks to us all individually in a way we understand. And I think he gives some people warnings, and he gives some people, he just talks to us all in a different way, you know? So my God is big enough that he can bring judgment on Nineveh. He absolutely can, but that's not why God sent him to Nineveh. He went so that they would repent and so that God could save them. And that's exactly what happened. It was actually a blessing, not a curse. So I believe God's people are going to be blessed beyond measure. And I believe the enemy of the Lord better be shaking in their boots, because their time is up. And in fact, Robin D. Bullock had a word today that we should play. Are you able to share that on your screen?
Not right now. No.
Okay.
I'll get into it. So what are the prophets actually saying, that what's going to kick off? Because it's all kind of really, it's all bubbling up. You can feel it. Everything is starting to bubble up. So what are the prophets, what are they actually, you know, saying, the Lord saying, what's going to kick off on February the 8th?
It's March
the 8th, April the 8th.
Well, I think it's already kicked off. I mean, I think we're already seeing it. But, you know, obviously the eclipse is going to happen on the 8th. But I believe what I'm hearing, just if I take everybody together, you've got one camp that says, oh, it's going to be judgment. Well, they're right. It's going to be judgment. And it's harvest time. It's harvest time for all of us. We're all being judged right now. But what they don't, you know, what some people don't understand is that the people judging Trump, the people trying to play the gotcha game, those are the ones being weighed in the balance right now. And what they put out as judgment against another is going to come back to them. So all these people, unrighteous people, are going to see the judgment of God. And all the righteous people are going to see the glory of God. They will be blessed beyond measure. I fully believe we're about to see new technologies roll out. I fully believe we're about to see a great wealth transfer happen. That is biblical. That is Jubilee. And it's here. And you've also, this is the holy month. You've got Easter's here. Good Friday's coming up. You've got all this stuff happening at one time. And it's just...
Isn't it Purim? Is it Purim, the Jewish Purim, holiday?
Purim was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was Purim. And so something always happens on Purim. That's always a day of judgment.
Do you think we're going to see... On the 8th, I've got a feeling, what with the loop, with, you know, so many events that coinciding with this solar eclipse, do you think this could be with internet? Do you think they're going to 10 days of darkness, internet off?
Can I just jump in there? Because I was reading something earlier on where over the your neck of the woods, Christine, that preparations have been sort of laid out to be prepared with XYZ amount of food and XYZ amount of lighting, et cetera, for this event. I don't know if that's true or not.
Everybody's talking about making sure you're stocked up and you've got enough, because we all know that as soon as this truth starts hitting the fan like this, I mean, we've been warning everybody else about it for years, right? They're going to shut this down. They do not want this news to get out. They're going to have to do whatever they can. But see, the deal is, and people have to remember, you know, the White Hats have been in control this whole time. If they were able to have the money that they had to do the plans they wanted to, we would already be in Agenda 2030. It would already be here full blown right now. But we have wounded them immensely financially. And, you know, when Epstein went down, everybody attached to him lost their money, because Trump had signed that executive order, right? Human trafficking, boom, we're taking it all. So they're not able to operate on what they really used to have. They have been cut off financially for years, a lot of them. So they
this goes with my question. Sorry, Christine, just while you're on that subject, why are the prince and princess, supposedly prince and princess of Wales, living on the grounds and not in Kensington Palace or in their billion-dollar like apartments? Why are they living in a little four-bedroom cottage?
Well, I heard the other day that the Buckingham Palace is completely empty.
Yeah.
It is.
Nobody's there at all.
It is. Just sort of going back to the eclipse story, can I just throw another little curveball in there? And I checked this out myself on Stellarium. The actual sun and the moon do not pass each other.
Lunar, so what is it? And I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
If you actually look at the celestial charts and the formations and everything, how it all works and moves, they go past each other, but they don't go past each other. They go back side by side past each other. They don't go across each other, which is interesting when you think about the black sun. Now, go in and have a look at that, because I had a look at that earlier on, and they don't pass each other on April the 8th. They don't cross each other. They pass each other side by side. They don't cross each other. So what is it that is causing that to black out? Because I don't believe that the sun and I don't believe the moon's 350,000 miles away, and I certainly don't believe the sun's 93 million miles away. They're both local.
Whatever way we are on,
they are local to us. The sun's got atmosphere around it, blue atmosphere around it. It's in our atmosphere. Simple. You know, otherwise, if that was 93 million miles away at night time, we'd look out and the sky would still be bright behind us. We'd just see like a bit of a shadow, but you still see brightness.
Sunspots prove that they're not as localized in there. I'm just going back. Sorry, guys, I gotta say this because I'm looking at it with a complete. I haven't looked at the bridge at all, right? But I just scrolled and an angle, right, from that bridge supposed collapse. That thing looks like it was blown up. No way a boat hit into that. I'm gonna share it on my wall.
I watched the video footage earlier, and I grasped what you were on about when you brought it up. I didn't know what I was watching at the time. I just thought it was a bridge that had fallen down. And then it said at the end, a boat's fallen into it. But I didn't go back and watch it, but I thought to myself,
you
I didn't
want
see
us
a boat.
Big, massive fireball before, honestly, it's. I've just shared it on my wall. Just, yeah, check that out, guys.
Right, well, that's it, I do believe. We will keep looking for Kate. We will keep looking for Diddy. And we will keep looking at other distractions and other possible black swan events. So that's it for tonight. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposing the lie.info. Check out Liberty Tactics on TikTok. That's where you'll find Jason and all his fantastic videos. And that's it for tonight. Catherine, final words.
Just guys, I'm not around tomorrow because I'm working tomorrow and I'm not sure about Thursday either, so I might not be back till Monday. In the meantime, have a look into these stories that we're posting up. They're really important, especially the Diddy stuff. I think that's where people's eyes need to be at the minute, not on it. But have a look at that bridge as well, because I don't believe, and I've literally only seen this video, you know, I haven't looked at it at all. That does not look like just a boat hit into that. That looks like more than that. You know what I mean? I'm just wondering what the reason was. And I'm thinking it's to cover this massive, massive, massive story.
And it was done in the dead of night as well. It was done like during the night and crashed in. There was about, I don't, not sure if six or seven it was, I heard last, casualties. But again, the Diddy thing is now taking our eye. The Diddy thing is also taking our eye of where the frigging hell is Kate. You know, we are living in unbelievable times. So thank you, Kat. Christine, final words.
Well, I do agree that there's a lot going on right now. Just stay prayed up. Keep your peace, if that makes sense. Just stay in a place of peace. Know that we are all covered and protected in the land of Goshen. God's got this. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt at the end of all of it, God won, and so do we. Be blessed.
Jason.
Yeah, I'll just echo what Christine said there. And I always remember my old fella said to me when I was younger, he said, only believe half of what you hear and nothing of, oh, sorry, only believe half of what you see and nothing of what you hear. And it just reminds me of the TV. It used to say to me, the news is the news because that's what they want you to know. But yeah, always do the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
Thanks, Jace. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, you're more than welcome to just click the little coffee button on Liberty Tactics page. We'd very much appreciate it. That's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye. God bless.
God bless.